Campus Community Radio Station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Good evening, folks. Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM on this Sunday evening here in Kingston, Ontario, Caritas Hall, Queen's Campus. It is now 8 p.m., time for the Yellow Bridge Road on your dial for the next hour. I'm your host, Rue, bringing you your weekly fix of brand new British and Irish music, all the new releases, all the genres. We're officially out of the holiday slump. It seems that the music machine, if you're feeling particularly cynical and want to call it that, is turning away fully oiled and at full speed once again, because we've had a number of significant new albums out this week. And so, over the next hour, I'll take you through all the best stuff this week has had to offer, and maybe some of the more recent releases that you may have missed over the past weeks across indie music, rock, pop, jazz, hip-hop, and dance music, and what have you. We'll listen to releases from artists big and small, independent, and on major labels, and as always, I'll try and lead you to websites like Bandcamp, where if you like an artist or an album and you wish to support the artist independently, you could just buy their albums. So, with introductions out of the way, let's get started with an album we've all been anticipating for a little while. Franz Ferdinand have released their brand new album, The Human Fear, their first full album since 2018's Always Ascending. We'd heard a few lone singles here and there, like the super catchy Curious back in 2022, and Alex Caprano, singer in the band, said that he was very eager to get back to working on new music and on the band's next album, which had been slowed down a little bit because of the pandemic, and then they had a greatest hits album to tend to that was a couple of years ago. And with all of that out of the way, they were able to properly head into the studio last year, and we have the fruits of their work in our hands and our ears right now. The band's sixth studio album, The Human Fear, came out on Friday. The band say that the album is more about recognizing, overcoming, and accepting some all-too-human deep-seated fears rather than, you know, being afraid of humans, as you might wonder. And it's a really interesting and musically diverse album for Franz Ferdinand. In short, if you're one of the many people that comes to Franz Ferdinand for your fun, dancey, indie rock banger albums, The Human Fear will not disappoint you. But the way that the band have gone about doing it is what makes the album really interesting and quite different from a lot of their previous work. And you can really hear the band's new lineup on this album, for one. Julian Corey's keys and synths play a much more dominant role on the album, on songs like Hooked, which I think is one of the standout tracks on the album. While on songs like Black Eyelashes, we hear singer Alex Caprano's lean into his Greek heritage, something that he's talked about often, but on this song we can really hear it, you know, in the music, the mandolins are out, the Greek scales get played by the band, though of course they do it in a funky Franz Ferdinand way, which is great. There are beautiful quieter moments like Tell Me I Should Stay, and there are classic Franz Ferdinand bangers like Build It Up. We're gonna hear the song Hooked. Weirder and darker and oh so catchy. It's my favorite song on the album. You can find the album at franzferdinand.bandcamp.com. The album's called The Human Fear. Next, one band who have big dreams are Bob Villain. And we heard all about it on their 2024 album, Humble as the Sun, one of the best albums of last year. It was on their aspirational song, Dream Big. Another band that dreamt big are the Australian punk band Amel and the Sniffers, whose album released in November, Cartoon Darkness, also had a song called Big Dreams, and both are excellent albums. But now, it just so happens that Bob Villain are headed off on tour down under with Amel and the Sniffers, and they both share big dreams, so why not combine the two, they ask. Amy Taylor, front person and singer of Amel and the Sniffers, has joined Bob Villain on a brand new version of Bob Villain's song Dream Big, where we hear the kid Amy's big dreams. The song is called Dream Bigger, and you can find it all on Bob Villain's Bandcamp page, bobvillain.bandcamp.com, and Amel and the Sniffers are at amelandthesniffers.bandcamp.com, all spelled out in words. But let's start off with listening to Franz Ferdinand's brand new album, The Human Fear. This is their song, Hooked, coming up for you here on CFRC.
All right. me. I got obsession, got a new obsession. Tattooed to an issue where everybody see them. Everybody here, everybody here, everybody here love GG.
Villain and Amy Taylor from Ammo and the Sniffers with their song Dream Bigger, a reworking of Bob Villain's Dream Big, and Franz Ferdinand with Hooked from their brand new album that's just come out. Folks, I've got to remind you, our radio station CFRC is in the middle of its annual funding drive, and if you'd like to help keep our station alive, thriving, and a vibrant meeting point of music, culture, news, sports, and learning, you should consider donating to CFRC. I say this every week and it continues to be true, but CFRC holds so much journalistic talent both on and off the airwaves, and we are proud to be a truly independent broadcaster. But not being under the sway of any particular advertiser does mean that our station is instead run on donations and fees, including from within the community by listeners like you. CFRC also helps promote a lot of incredible underground artists, musicians, local initiatives, also brings you cutting-edge coverage of all local news events and sports. So anything kind of coming up from the underground, you're going to hear about it first. Though the real reason that I think that you should donate to CFRC, if you're a listener of shows like this or any of the other cool music shows that really go in depth into all the cool kind of music from over the ages, is that you will help keep absolute nerds on air. People who just somehow know an ungodly amount of really detailed information about one specific thing. And I'm telling you, there is no better way to learn about a musician, an artist, an era, whatever it might be, than from one little guy who's made it their life's goal to disperse information about their hyperfixation. So please, God, keep those freaks on air. Head to cfrc.ca/donate to help out. Anyway, in more new releases by up-and-coming bands, Transmission Suite are a Scottish synth indie rock band from Stirling, and their sound blends a kind of throwback 80s sound with reverb-drenched singing guitars, and they're releasing their debut album. It's going to be called Resonate. It's coming out on the 31st of January in just a couple of weeks. And ahead of the album, they've released a new single called Driving Rain, and you can find them at transmissionsuite.bandcamp.com. Then the post-punk, occasionally post-rock band Squid will be releasing their next album called Cowards on the 7th of February on the famed Warp Records. And we've got their latest single, Building 650, for you. And singer and drummer Ollie Judge was talking about how the song is about loneliness. He said it was inspired by the band's first ever trip to Japan back in 2022 when they were only just sort of emerging from lockdown, and he decided to write a song about, he says, a very particular type of loneliness that one can feel while visiting a country that is so different from their own. He goes on to say, the loneliness feels exaggerated in Tokyo. On the surface, it's hectic and full of people, but when you listen, it's eerily quiet. The album's coming out, like I said, on the 7th of February, and you can find it. It's called Cowards at squiduk.bandcamp.com. And then lastly for this set, the alt-rock band Beach Riot have released a new single called Meltdown. And that's just a cool alt-rock track, a new single kind of standalone that they've released. You can find them at beachriot.bandcamp.com, or they're over on one of the coolest indie labels in the UK right now, Alcopop Records. But let's start off with Transmission Suite. Here's their brand new song called Driving Rain, coming for you here on CFRC. Driving rain.
lost anything. It's shopping on some kerosene. I like the shoes, 'cause I've seen everything. Like a murderer saying lonely things. A flame came out his nose and mouth. A flame came out almost anything. Those plastic foods on the windowsill. There is no taste, just an empty gaze. Frank's my friend, no true.
Never been more.
That was Beach Riot with their song Meltdown. Welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. We just heard a bit of Transmission Suite, some Squid, and brand new music also from Beach Riot. We've been talking about how there's so many, you know, incredible new albums kind of lined up for the first 4 months of the year. We've had a good number of releases already, and it's barely the second week of January. But one of the most anticipated albums of this year was the Brighton sort of rock duo Lambrini Girls' highly awaited debut album, Who Let the Dogs Out. It just dropped on Friday, and the album is fast, furious, punchy, to the point, clocks in under 30 minutes, unleashes singer and guitarist Phoebe Lunny's punk rock manifesto with a defiant confidence, under which, you know, clearly lies an abundance of care as the band explores issues of class war, wealth inequality, gentrification, misogyny, homophobia, kind of bad company, corporate culture, and speaking up. And they address it all with astonishing clarity. In fact, it's simply not enough to just listen to the album once. I think you've got to listen to it a few times. Phoebe's kind of just like rapping over it so quickly, kind of spitting out this manifesto. I feel you've got to take a little time, listen to the album. It's not very long, right? Under 30 minutes, 29 minutes. Listen to it, study it, really kind of catch everything that's going on there. And in all likelihood, you're going to come away from this just betting that even as early as January, Lambrini Girls might well be the artist of the age and this be one of the best albums of this year. And having seen them last year in Toronto, the way they just have this urgency and this kind of fearlessness in speaking up, in performing, in being reckless, and in just like putting themselves out there, I've got to say, this is really one of the most exciting bands to watch out for. Lambrini Girls band.bandcamp.com, that's where you can find the album. It's called Who Let the Dogs Out. And for tonight's show, I want to play the song You're Not From Around Here, a song which, whatever you might think it's about gentrification. We've also got some new music from a band called Bilk, who are an indie rock trio from Chelmsford in the UK, and they have their debut album. It's going to be called Essex, Drugs and Rock and Roll, coming out next week on the 24th of January. We've got a little taste of their forceful, energetic rock and roll on this new single that they've released called Tommy. You can find them at Bilk Band, B-I-L-K, band.co.uk. Then the Japanese-British musician Miso Extra has released an addictive new pop single. It's produced by Joseph Mount, who's from the indie band Metronomy. The song's called Good Kisses, and it was apparently recorded at Damon Albarn Studio 13. You can find Miso Extra, misoextra.com, Metronomy at metronomy.bandcamp.com. Let's start off with this fiery song from Lambrini Girls, their brand new album, Who Let the Dogs Out? This is You Are Not From Around Here. And see if I see.
Fertilizers run down, houses in the run down town. Culturally commodified, housing price monopolized. Run down, houses in the run down town. Traffic comes a coffee shop, businesses and office block. Crime rate low and the rent price up. Elevate, globalize, residency humanized. Run down, houses in the run down town. Liquor, paint, revitalizes, run down houses in the run downtown. Equitize, villainize, violate squatters' rights. Low laws are ruining your brand new town. Town hall becomes a brewery, furthering disparity. Drowning out censor, one was community. Elevate and globalize, residency humanize. Low laws are ruining your brand new town. Gentrification is a process of urban development in which a neighborhood develops rapidly over a short time, changing from low to high value. Original residents, families, single working mothers, low income households are displaced from the very community that they helped build. Renovate and modernize, liquor, paint, revitalize, run down houses in the run downtown. Culturally commodified, housing price monopolizes. burn down houses in a burn downtown. Traffic cops and coffee shops, businesses and office blocks, the crime rate low and the rent price up. Elevate, globalize, residents dehumanize, it's low lives are ruining your brand new town.
Keep me up at night. Stay.
Kisses, Miso Extra, Metronomy working together. We've got some great music coming up on the show, folks. We've got a new release by the Welsh band Kim Horn, who have a new psychedelic single called Arhuvi Si, a song written in Welsh. And then Skifal is a new rapper that was introduced to me recently. He's released his album Lovers Till I'm Gone, produced by Kenny Beats. And one of the songs on the record is Her World, which was recorded with the Manchester soul and R&B musician Georgia Smith, which is how I found the album. So we're going to be listening to that very song, Her World, because I think it's a lovely change of pace from all the rock music we've been listening to. After that, folks, I have been saying that there have been a lot of really good debut albums released this weekend. Skinner is one of them. This is a project of the Dublin-based indie rock musician and producer Aaron Corcoran, who performs under the name Skinner, and was inspired by New York's no-wave scene in the late 70s, early 80s, that kind of DIY sound. He's released his debut album, No Wave Vaudeville, and we're going to be listening to the song Jesus Wore Drag. You can find the album at Skinner number 97, so skinner97.bandcamp.com. Lastly for this set, The Gentle Spring are a new band based in Paris. They're an indie rock trio formed by Michael Hiscock, who used to be in a band called The Field Mice, a band on the famed Sarah Records in the 1990s. His new band, The Gentle Spring, though, lean into the sort of acoustic pop melodies, and we have a new indie rock single from them called Looking Back at the World. It's taken from their album of the same name that's coming out later this week on the 17th of January. So this is a little exclusive preview of the album to come because it isn't out yet. The band are also going on tour with a revived Heavenly, their label mates from the sort of indie 90s heyday, and one of the most fondly remembered, I would say, of the C86 bands. If you don't know what that is, look it up. It was a mixtape from 1986. And so it's lovely to see all these incredible bands back in action, all these musicians back in some form or the other. We're going to be listening to, like I said, the Gentle Spring's song, Looking Back at the World. You can find them at thegentlespring.bandcamp.com. First up, here's the Welsh band Kim Horn, coming for you on CFRC.
Problem. And hope you're done. world. You did me dirty. Mm-hmm. You left me panicked. Me guess me never learned.
So why did I ever think that you ever learn? Now just tell me what I wanna hear. I am wise, I've had so many thoughts about us. Could be, but it's not making sense. Baby boy, I hope you find that love. It's a very, very, very scary place, but I don't want you in my place.
Baby girl, girl, girl.
What is it gonna be?
What's it gonna be?
Them or is it?
Tell me, is it them or is it me? I man can't accept no defeat. World, world, world. You did me dirty. Mm-hmm. You left me panicked. Me guess me never learned.
Myself has cost me. pace of life. It leaves little time to observe the important times. It just merges them all into an abstract world. People and places that are frozen in time, stepping away from the curve, ignoring time's arrow, truly alive. Isn't that what we deserve? Set me free, I'll put them back in line, and I'll pave the way for a future me. I'll take the time to do and not just observe. I'm gonna slow life down, and put pen to paper to write chorus and verse. People and places that are frozen in time, stepping away from the curve, ignoring time's arrow, truly alive. Isn't that what we deserve? When we're looking back at the world, I hope that we can say that we took the time to find diamonds and pearls. The pace of life, it leaves little time to observe the important times. It just merges them all into an abstract world. People and places that are frozen in time, stepping away from the curve, ignoring time's arrow, truly alive. Isn't that what we deserve? When we're looking back at the world, when we're looking back at the world, when we're looking back at the world.
Welcome back to the Illiberate Road, folks. That was a bit of The Gentle Spring with their song Looking Back at the World. We also heard a bit of Skinner with Jesus Wore Drag, Ski Fall and Georgia Smith with their song Her World, and Kim Horn to start off the last set with their Welsh language song Arhuvisi. Folks, I'm going to leave you with one last song for today. And actually, this week is my last week still in India. I'm back next week, back in action, back live, which is going to be very exciting. But since this is a sort of goodbye of sorts, right? Goodbye to doing the show from India and all of that. I thought I'm going to leave us with one last Indian band for tonight. They're a band called Ren, and they're from Pune. They just released their debut EP last month. It's called The Fear of Falling in Love / The Fear of Falling Apart. And it's a wonderful, very well-written EP, more in the sort of indie rock, pop-punk vein. And we're going to be listening to a song on it called Next December. And lastly for tonight, I'm going to leave us with some weird post-punk music. And I say that in the best way, by a band from Sudbury, Ontario, called Dry Heaves, a four-piece. And they've released a song called Bloodlust, which we're going to be listening to. You can find them at dryheavesband.bandcamp.com. And that's going to be the very last song that I'm playing for you tonight. So I will see you all next week, hopefully live and kicking. But for now, here's Ren. See you next week in person. Goodbye.
Such till that night. Next morning I asked you to be mine. I know you're unforgiven and you're mixed up in bad decisions. We know this time we're moving fast, but who knows when I'm not winning. But it's over, you're leaving now. I'm falling back to square. December, and I hope that we just work it out.
Promise, I'll make a mess out of you.